And it looks like Toy Drive is on. Day number one of Toy Drive. Here we go. It's crazy. It's so fun and so weird and so it's so interesting because now as we're kind of post-COVID, a little bit that like staffing is different and people are different and Toy Drive goes back to normal situation. We're back to where you can walk up. Well, there's Kayla Jo Walker. Hi. Hello, what are you doing?
I'm just walking up right now.
I know, it's chaos right now. Here, grab that microphone right there, and we'll see if that one works right there. This one right here.
Okay.
Just go ahead and grab it there.
Do I sound good?
I suppose.
I can't even hear myself, so that's fine. Well, I mean, this is the chaos.
That's because you're not plugged into anything with your headphones.
Let's
focus on what's important, and that is day number one of Toy Drive here at NV Energy, West Sahara, just west of Jones. Everything kind of goes back to normal, sort of, it seems. Helix Electric is standing by with the first toys to put on the truck coming up in just a moment. And here's the deal. The countdown is on now. It starts now. We need you here, West Sahara, just west of Jones. We've got 42 trucks that we're going to try and fill. We've got, we had 6,500 bikes last year. We had $516,000 some odd dollars.
You know the numbers better than I do.
And we got to try. Well, it's kind of what I do.
I know.
We need one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. The need has not changed. So we need you. And you're going to hear a lot of big donations coming, and we're thankful for them. But this thing doesn't work if we don't have you. So it's happening. I'm not going to lie. It's a bit chaotic down here. Like I said, Kayla just walked up a minute ago.
Yeah.
I was setting up the broadcast myself this morning. I'm very proud.
You should be.
I'm very
you
proud of the work that we've
so
done.
Well.
It's Maddie's first toy drive back at the studio. Everything is up and ready to go. And now we just need you. So let's get started.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Victor from Helix Electric is here. Victor's the president. Victor's the man. Victor loves Toy Drive as much as anybody else on this planet. And Victor and everybody at Helix Electric are officially putting the first toys on the truck and doing it in a very, very large way.
It's very
There's
exciting.
There's a 32-foot flatbed. And we were talking about this earlier. The people at Helix Electric, this is important to you, not just to you personally, but to your whole company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our team worked very hard with our vendors and suppliers putting this whole thing together. It was a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. We were talking about that, the 32-foot truck that's filled with bikes. There's another van behind that. There's another truck behind that. All in all, we were able to go through and amass the numbers.
Yes.
And what did you come up with?
So there's 87 bikes, and there's
Woo!
A full truck of toys and another van of toys.
That's
yeah.
fantastic. Yeah. And that's going to put a big dent in Coca-Cola truck number one.
Yay!
And the first bikes on the NACFI Injury Law 702 Injured Bike Board. Who's in charge of the bike board this morning? We haven't elected anybody yet.
Oh.
87 bikes.
That's so exciting.
All ready to start out.
You know what Victor and them brought, though? They brought bikes in boxes, and they bought bikes for the sea of bikes, for the Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes, which is great. I'm like, because you can throw bikes and boxes on trucks. Bikes and boxes fill up trucks, and you got some for the sea of bikes. It's perfect.
She's
Thank
taking
you
all
guys.
My lines. She's, she's stealing every one of my
you
lines.
You taught me this over many years.
Trust me, there's going to be enough of me over these next 12 days. You could steal all the lines.
Love
right
it,
now.
Love
take,
it.
Take anything you want right now. Victor, thank you.
Absolutely. We're glad to be here. We're looking forward to next year. This is a big deal.
I love that. He's already, count Victor in for next year. And Helix Electric, count them in. And I didn't see, you guys do these big giant projects. Like what big project are you working on right now? Am I putting you on the spot?
The big project. We do a lot of
a lot.
Multifamily. We do a lot of schools.
A lot of different projects.
And then we're the largest non-union electrical contractor in the state of Nevada.
See, this is what I'm talking about. And you'll notice it when you go around town. You'll see the signs now. Mm-hmm. And you go, he look like, I know those guys. He looks like, I love them.
Guys were in my neighborhood the other day. Appreciate you.
So I thought they were so big. I went to Victor this morning. I said, hey, I got a few things at my house that I've been putting off for a while. I was going to ask him who he recommended that I would call, you know, because these guys know other guys and everybody knows somebody that, you know. And he goes, no, we do that.
No, we have, greatest thing. We have 50-plus trucks on the road 24 hours a day. And our response time, which we track, is 45 minutes from the service call.
The front door.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in.
See, that's the cool thing, though. Local guys on the road. That's the coolest thing about this town. 24-hour town. You've got guys on the road and local guys that want to give back to the community. I love that about you guys.
These are the Vegas
it's
people.
Passionate.
And we talk about it all the time. They support us. You should support them.
Yeah.
They support this community. They love this. Victor loves this community. Loves
Absolutely.
This city. So you should love them back. You know, honestly. Should love them back a little.
Thank you, Chet.
Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The funny part about this year's Toy Drive, too, there's always something.
Yeah.
There's always something every year that's just a little different. It's a little funky. Stuff that we didn't expect. Stuff that we didn't see. And, I mean, and we're already off and rolling now. Thank you, Helix Electric. 87 bikes on there.
87 bikes
the
on the board.
The Knock Injury Law 702 injured bike board is at 87 bikes. So when you're seeing things that I never get to see when I'm on the ground, you know what I mean? Because it's a way different thing up there on the scaffold. So when you're going west on Sahara, all you see is a gift card number?
That's all you see, I guess. I used to think it was a gift card and bike total, but I guess it's just gift card this year.
Well, maybe we need it. This is one of those things, too, where it feels like on day one, like we're adjusting for things. You know what I mean? Where it's different. It's different than it was.
Can I point out real quick that Helix Electric did not tell us that they put that $1,800 on the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board. He didn't mention that. I'm looking at their notes right now, and I'm like, dude, what the heck?
She's just going to steal every single one of my lines this morning.
Am I stealing it, or are we mind-melding right now?
You know what? I think it's finally happened.
Oh, my God. We've become one person.
You and I have become one mind. It's finally happened.
The dream has come true.
It's weirding me out.
That's funny.
So, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to start walking around. I'm just going to start looking at stuff. And then you say what I'm thinking. And that's how we're going to do it. Okay, but hang on. I have to sneak over here.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that I'm not supposed to do this. Actually, here, I'm going to stand away. I think I'm supposed to stay socially distanced. But listen. You guys too. Hang on, I'm not gonna. Here's the deal.
What?
Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm jumping around here. I need to focus down. This Giving Tree Grove thing it's out of control.
Really?
There are no. Well, there's two different couples who are here right now who are looking to screw Jay Stu out of those trees that he wants.
Oh my God!
Because
no.
They know that he's trying to get them.
Yeah.
And they want them. And I think this is awesome.
Yeah.
The competition for the trees in the Giving Tree Grove. Here's what's amazing. Like, I have a general idea what's on them, but I haven't looked at it right now.
It's a minimum $500 on each tree.
Right.
That's the coolest thing.
And that's the deal. The trees cost $500. There's a minimum of $500 of stuff on the trees.
Yes.
For you to take, and the money goes on the cash and gift card board.
That's the beautiful thing about it.
Now, over the years, as this has gone on, and this is like our seventh or eighth year of these trees, they get better and better.
Yes.
And the good ones go, like, super quick. I'm here to tell you that I believe they have gone live. I told you to keep refreshing your app. They're reaching for their phones right now, like, oh, my God, no. Abby, is that true? Abby, is it true? Are the trees live? Giving Tree?
In a few minutes.
A few minutes. I don't know how close I can get to Abby Quinn either. There's all these COVID protocols. Not yet, Katrina. Keep refreshing the app. Keep refreshing the app. And everybody else, too. Go to the help us. If they are up. She's saying they're up.
Oh, my God. Are
okay,
they?
I'm just saying, if you're in the tree game, if you're in the Giving Tree game, just know that this is happening.
Our page is up so you can see what every tree gets. It may not be live in a couple minutes to purchase.
Okay, and then where do you have to go to? Where do you have to go to see that?
So you can either scan our QR code when you're on site, that huge QR code. There's two of them. Or
Katrina Lapitan, who by the way has a broadcast education.
Yes.
She should be on this side of the mic. I don't know what she's doing.
She's so eloquent.
On the marketing end of it. I don't know what she's doing on the marketing end of it. She should be one of us. Come over. Get away from the dark side. Get over here and have some fun with us. The rest of the promotions marketing staff is like, dark side.
Don't do that.
What? What are you talking
Katrina's
about?
Katrina's the rock.
Or you can go to the KLUC site on the Toy Drive page. There's a link to go to the Giving Grove site that lists all the trees as well.
Because things come down all the time. Like Katrina and I were talking about this earlier. People add things more and more to the trees. So it's like we're constantly updating them. And I'll tell you, they never disappoint in all those trees. I know a couple people have come out and I'm eager to look at them.
So when you hear... eager.
I am.
I wouldn't sit on that table. I got to be honest with you. It's janky.
I am.
I know. I'm just saying. I wouldn't do it. You could be the first injury of Toy Drive. And we have a strict no injury, no death policy at Toy Drive.
Oh, good. Good to know.
Okay, so Giving Tree Grove is going live, which, by the way, so that Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board is going to jump up over $1,800. We'll jump well past two, maybe into the $3,000 range very, very soon. The NACVI Injury Law 702 Injured Bike Board, 88 bikes now.
Ooh.
88 bikes, and not for nothing, the NV Energy Bucket Truck is here, and it is almost time for me to go up on this. It's all happening so quickly.
Are you ready to go up? That's my favorite question to ask you.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Honestly, I'll turn this back on you. Are you ready for me to go up? Are you ready to come and bring your one toy, your one bike, your $1 in cash and gift cards? I don't have a choice. This thing is happening. I'm always ready.
Yeah.
You know, I stay ready.
Let's go.
I stay ready. Because that's how this all works.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
We're just about to do it. All of our friends from NV Energy are here. The bucket truck is in place. We're just about ready to go up.
Are you ready to go? I'm so excited.
Stop asking me if I'm ready.
I know.
Will you stop?
Well, the whole thing is, so if you recall, so it's like seeing everything new for the first time. Because of pandemic last year, the bucket trucks, you know, the going up on the bucket truck.
Didn't we go up in the bucket? I didn't go up the stairs. I haven't touched the stairs in years.
Well, so we did. Proud of you.
No, we did bucket truck.
That's really cool. Okay, so but I wasn't allowed down on the property last year. So this is like seeing everything new for the first time. It's been really exciting to be down here and then see the bucket truck obviously come in. Oh my God, this is gonna be so cool.
It's so great to see everybody who showed up this morning too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and 18, 19. It was a full thing. There were a couple hundred people down here, and it was nutty. It's nice this year to have people around. It really is. And there's definitely an easing into it feel.
I get you on that.
You know what I mean? Like we're kind of all just trying to find our way and get back into it a little. It feels more official. Since you and I have half a second, can I ask you a question? So Kayla's like painkillered out this morning.
I am.
And whacked out in a large way, and it's awesome. What happened to you?
Okay, so at my bachelorette party, if you recall, a few weeks ago, I fell my last night of the bachelorette party and slammed my shoulder into the ground. Well, it's been bothering me, but it's not enough to like warrant doing anything about it. I've just been kind of like doing yoga and stretching, and I've had until this morning when I woke up, and I had such a searing pain I could barely get out of bed. It was the worst pain I felt in a really long time, to the point where like my shoulder's basically immobile. I can move it when I need to, but when I do, it is the worst pain ever. So I've taken 4 painkillers. I obviously cannot take, I hate to admit that, but I have. I've taken 4 painkillers and I'm not taking any more than that. Doctors are like, what did you do? I'm like, no, and it's not doing anything. Like that's how bad the pain is. So I'm kind of just coasting and I'm isolating my arm and not moving it at all. So everything is right arm today.
I think we've unlocked a new level of your, of your growth as an air personality though. Maybe. I don't want to advocate for that. I'm just saying it's something I may or may not have noticed.
Oh God.
Oh, sorry. Don't make her laugh. Don't
make her laugh. My shoulder.
Don't make her laugh. Don't make her laugh. All right. Well, everything, it's really funny. And it's so weird. It's the weird thing about Toy Drive. So we had that big push right at the beginning, right?
Yes.
Helix Electric, 87 bikes, and then money, $1,800, and all this other kind of stuff. And now it's like, kind of like, okay.
No, it's
all right.
Again.
Now what are we doing?
I think that's the beautiful thing about Toy Drive is the unexpected parts of it, though, is like we'll be calm, and then there's a bunch of people that come out and they want to make donations, and there's a calm again, and there's a bunch of people, and I'm like, see, like I see a couple of trucks pulling in right now with flags, like one after another. There's five trucks back there trying to find parking spots. So it's exhilarating, you know? I'm like, what's happening next?
You know, I think I need to get a better view of this. Maybe, you know, a position maybe, oh, I don't know, 30 feet up in the air. My wife is here. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
We went out to dinner last night. It was lovely. But this is the part that sucks. Because even though I'll see her every day, you know, I'm going up there. And I'm not going to leave from there for the next 12 days.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, this is probably the hardest. You know, people, what's the hardest part of it? Right now.
Yeah.
An hour from now, I'll be fine. You know, we'll be up there and I'll start straightening up my stuff and, you know, and all that. But, yeah, let's do this.
Are you ready? Let's go. I keep asking you that. I know the answer. It's the yes. Pain. Yeah,
but
here we go.
But that's also the reason why I explained that Kayla's on painkillers today.
I know. I'm a little loopy. Forgive me.
Because the only way you would know is that Kayla has asked me if I'm ready 17 times.
Oh, don't make me No.
You wouldn't know otherwise, except that she's asking, you ready? Bro.
Dude, that's how
ready?
You can tell. Redundancy
hey, ready?
Is that thing. Yeah.
Hey, dude, you should go up there. Hey, man. You know what we ought to do. Hey, are you ready?
Dude, where's my car?
Hey, do you have any Funyuns? Hey, I got a question. Are you ready? Good God, what's
My
happening?
God, there are more people, more
chaos.
Trucks with flags.
One, two, hang on, let me describe this really quick. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven vehicles coming in. Eight vehicles, all lights flashing, horns blaring, all coming into the parking lot. We have no idea what it is. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And that's just how it works at Toy Drive on day number one.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Well, so we're about ready to do it. Oh, wait, is it ready now? Okay, good. Now we're about ready
now
to do it.
Now we're about ready to do it.
This is chaos. Here's what's really funny in just a minute. Tony Sanchez from Envy Energy is coming over, and he's going to talk to us. And you know what's fun? The part that I forgot to tell you that's one of my favorite parts of this. So I have to get into a full safety harness and everything to go up in the bucket truck, as you might imagine. So getting into that safety harness, I'm not always – we've done it. Jeez, how many years you always
15 years,
this
yes.
is the 15th year?
15th year
oh it's our anniversary happy anniversary that's awesome I love stuff like that.
What's year 15? Is that silver?
It's
did you present Tony with something silver?
Yeah, I should have got you a present. I really
well
I still have 12 days to get him a present. Yeah, Amazon can deliver here.
That's true.
So I could get something for Tony. Yeah, what do you get for your buddy on a 15th anniversary? I don't know. What's really funny with this is that you would think after all these times, 15 times up, and well, this will be my 15th time up and my 15th time down, that I would know how to put on the harness.
Sure.
Now, I'm pretty good at it. I'm not bad at it.
No.
But what's hilarious is that you still got these, you know, these guys are tough guys that do the work on the...
They're trained, they're paid professionals, yes.
All of that.
Yeah.
And how uncomfortable they get if I'm not able to put the leg part of the harness on. And sometimes I do it just for the effect. And it's the grid. But I can't, honestly, we love it here so much. And I tell everybody, it's a weird's not the word, odd. You wouldn't think that I would get up on top of that scaffold and have a feeling of being home. But I've told you this before, so you know it's the truth. I get up there, and there's an odd, after about 5 minutes, I go, we're back. The comparison that I can draw is that, like, people who have a cabin up at Duck Creek, you know, or something like that. This is... this is my home where I go to for 12 days every year. And
Chet, you've spent literally here. 5 months of your life in our parking lot.
In this parking lot.
So this is your parking lot.
Well,
and we appreciate everything KLUC does and everything you've done the past 15 years as NV Energy. We've been proud to be your partner. This is our employees' favorite holiday event of the entire year. We wait for this in anticipation. This is the kickoff to the holiday season for us, and knowing that you're going to be out here, it's a little warmer than normal, so we're happy for you there.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing. I'm not so sure if that's a good thing. The mornings are still cold, and during the day, I'm going to fry, but we've got shade and tents and all that kind of stuff,
sure,
too.
Dude.
In fact, I've got some friends who are here out of town, and they said, so are you going to, because to them, this is like really warm, 70 is like really warm for
right.
them, and they were like, so are you going to have a fan up there? I'm like, I don't think it's that serious. But
well, look at the crowd you have out here this morning, the excitement. You've already got the trucks and the cars coming in. You've got a lineup of bikes. You're already getting gift cards. I mean, I think this is a great start to hopefully a record-breaking year, and we're going to help you do that.
Amen. And, you know, and I would say this, too. It's kind of like the Green Bay Packers. There's a lot of shareholders. You know, everybody's got a piece of this. Everybody's got a share. And this is as much your toy drive and NV Energy's toy drive as anybody's toy drive. And there's just nothing better than when the sirens are going by
yeah.
while you're trying to do a live broadcast.
Well, that's how you know it's live.
Trying to have that heartfelt go by already. while you're trying to have a nice heartfelt moment with you. Where is this thing? Is it?
Tell you what, the fire trucks in Las Vegas are very efficient.
I was hoping
very
it was Santa
great.
On
those sirens work, man. I'll tell you what. But seriously, thank you for 15 great years, and we really look forward to it.
Again,
and I can't imagine
appreciate
it being
the partnership. This was the first event I did when I joined the company 15 years ago. So
yeah,
it's just been remarkable what you've done and what KLUC has done. Your leadership and really bringing the community together for a greater cause, for a greater good, and working with all the wonderful nonprofits that you donate to, and just all the children's eyes that you give a sparkle to, and. And everything that that you've done over the years has just been incredible, your entire team. So we really appreciate your dedication.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your leadership and your friendship, and we love being here. And did we really just transition from a fire truck to a yard guy?
Yes, 1,000%.
Fantastic.
Well, because, you know, this was, live show, ladies
this
and gentlemen.
Is awesome. All right, well, I better go get harnessed up and start heading up there to the scaffold.
Let's do it.
It's time to go.
Don't get any funny with the guys, all right? I think they just want to get you in that harness officially.
All right, I might just, yeah, maybe.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Are we ready?
We are live.
Is this happening? Is this happening right now?
You look ready to go up there. Look at you in that bucket.
Okay, so now we can stop asking if I'm ready?
No. At this point, there's no asking the question because it doesn't matter. I highly doubt the guy in the bucket truck with you, which I don't know his name yet. I'm sure you'll ask him, but I highly doubt he'll let you get out.
Kayla is so fired up this morning because she's on 4 painkillers. Because that shoulder injury that she had at her bachelorette party has not been is not treating her well today.
Yeah, unfortunately, I went a little too. You know what? The bachelorette party was actually pretty tame for the most part. And then, of course, like the last bar that we go to on the last night, I fall, I hurt my shoulder, and then, of course, I slept on it last night. So now I have dead arm.
Kayla's obsessed with the idea of knowing your name. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan's driving today.
Doing a fabulous
Jonathan's
job,
driving
Jonathan.
Today.
Fabulous.
Straight up, straight over, straight down. We don't even need to get fancy with this. Oh, and we're up. We're off.
There we go.
And away we go. This is my 15th time going up in an NV Energy bucket truck.
That's so cool.
Up onto the top of the scaffolding at West Sahara, just west of Jones. As we embark on the 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
I mean, one of the coolest things about this location is, like, obviously Vegas is beautiful weather-wise, but then you get raised up, and they're going to set you on the scaffold, and then you get raised into the sun, and so it kind of, like, puts this, like, feeling in the air of, like, Toy Drive. You know what I mean? Like, now it feels like Toy Drive.
I wish, and I've said this a million times, I wish everybody could see it from here.
Yeah.
It's really good. Like, you could, there's plenty of places you can go. You know, like to the top of Mandalay Bay. Same that place up there. It used to be called Mix. What's it called now? I don't remember.
Shoot.
Anyway, but that restaurant up there is good. Foundation Room is great. You can see from there. Strat is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty of places where you can get a really great view. None of them are this. And I always feel really lucky every year to have this view. And they're like, well, why don't you post a picture, Chet? Okay, well, why don't I? Why don't I post a few of them? But you know what? It even it doesn't really do it justice. You don't really get the full scope of it, what that's like. You know what I mean? Because pictures aren't the same as seeing it.
Yeah.
But I got a few. I'll post them here in a little bit.
I'm excited to see over the next 12 days, because you check in all the time on Facebook, on Instagram and all that stuff. And you'll do some Facebook Lives throughout the whole journey of just seeing that sea of bikes grow, that Tropical Smoothie sea of bikes grow, and then seeing the Giving Tree Grove is out a little bit further in the parking lot this year, and seeing people walk into the Giving Tree Grove. It's going to be really cool over the next couple of days.
Right on. Jonathan, looking for a place to land? Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
He's trying to spot it. Trying to spot and see, because see, the shift pod and the porta potty are maybe a little too close. They might be a little too close together. And so I don't know if we have a place. Here's what's awesome. We got up here and it's like, well, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, we might have a spot here. Kind of looks like we do, I think.
Jonathan is laser focused, which I'm super appreciative of. I mean, he's keeping you guys safe, obviously, and everything.
Oh, sure.
But I'm like, Jonathan is a one-word answers guy. He's like, yep.
He knows what he's doing. He's not up here. I'm the one who's up here for all the yappy yappy. He's the guy driving the thing. This guy, he's a skilled, trained professional. We all have our job here to do.
Yep.
And he's like, look, your job is not to operate this bucket. My job is not to talk on the radio. We know we all have our roles, our clearly defined roles, and we are down, touchdown, for the next 12 days, day number 241 on top of a scaffold, and we're ready to go with the 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Get one more. Rex, we're taking a picture up here, me and Jonathan.
Chet Buchanan Show.
It is oddly, yeah, I get up here and it's the funniest thing every year, and I'm like, God, this is just so, you know, it's like normal.
Yeah.
You know, and there is a bit of home to it that I can't explain, and it's ridiculous, because I'm looking down at my wife and I'm like, well, this isn't home, but it's home.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's and you know what? And it's ours. Hmm. You know what I mean? It's ours, and it's our thing, and it's cool. It's unique.
To say the least, yeah.
We've said this before. It's unique to Las Vegas. This is something that we do that other people, you know, they might try and do a version of, but they don't do this.
No.
And it's funny, because then, you know, people in other cities, if you say that to them, they go, oh, well, we do a thing. And it's like,
this toy drive has inspired so many around the country to try. You know, we have a friend in Orlando that tries it, and they did it for three days? Like,
so is that like, all that Orlando? Our buddy, okay, now listen, this guy is one of our favorite people in this industry.
Yes,
we love him. His name is, and it's weird, because his name is Orlando, but he's in Tampa.
That's what it is, yeah.
You figure it out. but you know, he does more than 3 days.
I thought he did three. Regardless, I don't think he does 12.
No, he does. I want to say he does 8.
Okay.
His scaffold is like 10 feet tall, because he's afraid of heights.
Oh, that's adorable.
And you know, yeah. and they do great stuff.
They do great. I love that this inspires. That's the coolest thing. This community inspires so many people. So I'm excited for the next 12 days.
I worry about our stuff. You know what I mean? I'm worried about us. Right now on the NACFI injury law, 702 injured bike board, 88 bikes, which is a great start for day number one of Toy Drive. $1,800, which that number's going to jump, because I have not, as soon as I get my computer and everything all set up here, I'll take a look at how we're doing on those, on the Giving Tree Grove.
Oh gosh, it's live, yeah.
But I know, actually, you know who knows? Jay Stu. How many of those trees have gone already? 5 of the trees have gone already? How many of the trees that you wanted did you get? One of the trees that he wanted. You're a good man, Jay Stu. They were gunning for him.
Yeah.
There were like 3 different couples that were down here this morning going, we're going to get those trees. I'm like, you know, you could have stayed home. I said, not for nothing.
Thing about it.
I'm really glad to see you.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to see you. I'm glad you came. You could have stayed home.
Yeah.
You didn't have to. And they literally looked at me like I punched them in the baby maker. They were like, why would you do that? Why would you tell me that after I came all the way down here? And I'm like, whoa, yeah. Yeah, I could have done a better job of explaining it, I guess. But here we go. Day one of Toy Drive on the scaffold. Kayla's medicated on painkillers. And we've got two really nice looking rows of bikes in the tropical smoothie sea of bikes as we get started here on our 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. We'll see you here.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, look who's here. Our friends from Tropical Smoothie Cafe are here.
Look,
my buddy Greg is here. Ready to go. He's shedding layers. The sun's out. He's ready to go. It's a beautiful day. Day one of Toy Drive. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome. Hey, I was worried about you this morning. I heard this conversation about painkillers when I was driving in.
That one over there.
Chet didn't fall off the bucket truck, did he? So
no, it's not me. Kayla's, no, Kayla, did we ever really determine at what point during your bachelorette party, Kayla, that you took some sort of header?
It was the last bar that we went to the last night we were there, and the floor mat in the place we were at just slid out from underneath me, and I just like landed flat on my back, and I was like, and you know that moment about 3 seconds after you just laid there, you're like, oh, I did something. I don't know what it is because I've had a couple of cocktails, but I did something. So that was the moment right there.
So there's your answer, Greg. That's what's happening with the painkillers here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and what it led to, she was really great. Honestly, she was really good on the air, except for all the different times that she kept asking me if I was ready. If we could turn monitors up down below, that would be really good. Because I think Greg's having trouble hearing what's going on. But yeah, if you could just go turn the speaker up, if somebody could go do that. Thank you. That would be really great. Appreciate you. So Tropical Smoothie Cafe and the Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes ready to go again. And here we are at Toy Drive. And I know you and I already had a warm-up because we filmed our video, what was it, a week, 10 days ago, whenever it was. But it still seems crazy that it's here, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, no. Hey, any time with Chet is a good time. You know, there you go. Hey, if you look off into the distance over to the gate there, you'll see a truck pulling up. We got the first load of bikes that we're dropping off. And then in addition to that, we have $6,000 that we're donating with smoothies.
He just throws it out there like it's nothing.
He just throws it out there like it's no big deal. Listen, but my God.
I understand. I'm hearing from back of the radio station that this is really loud this morning. Anyway, for Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you just threw it out there like no big deal. You don't understand how special that $6,000 is. You don't understand how special, and I know we've had conversations, but those gift cards to Tropical Smoothie Cafe for a kid who, high school age, you know, around there, young adult, whatever, and their friends want to go out and have a bite to eat. No, oh, sorry, I can't go. This is freedom. You know, we talk about bicycles being freedom. We talk about the toys being freedom for parents that are in a bad situation and need our help during the holidays. Those gift cards are more valuable than you will ever know, my friend. And thank you.
That's wonderful to hear.
It's really, really good. And look at those bikes. A whole big trailer full of bikes. Now, I'm not even going to ask you because I don't want to know. I was going to ask him where he got the bikes because I know plenty of people are asking about that.
What's your secret, Greg?
We'll just let that stay with you.
Yeah, that's a little bittersweet. Everybody's looking for bikes, but those in need will get a bike this year. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Well, a couple things, Chet. You're going to have beautiful weather this year. We checked the forecast for you. Right now, that glimmering shimmer on the bikes out there, the beginning of the sea of bikes. Super exciting start for you, and I hope you have the most successful year yet.
Yeah, we do too. And you know what? And large thanks to you, because Tropical Smoothie is always here for Toy Drive. The Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes is it's funny when we first did it. I can tell this now that we have a number of years behind us. I can tell this story. When it first started, they said, we want to make it the Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes. I went, no, we're not. You went, no, we can't do that. Are you kidding? Can't. And now I said, we can't commercialize this. We can't do that. We can't have it. And they were like, no, but Tropical Smoothie really wants to be a part of this. They really believe in this. And I was like, okay, we'll do it. And then the more I was thinking about it, I mean, honestly, with you, Greg, with Annie, how many stores do you have now?
Close to 30 now. We really have to thank Vegas.
I'll tell you what, the other thing, being part of the toy drive, the Sea of Bikes, all year long, people mention you. I mean, it's a really great thing that you're doing. We're super proud to be part of that. And throughout the year, it lingers. People remember this.
Yeah. Yeah. And to go back to the story just really quick, though, but with you, Greg, and Annie, and Terry, and everybody involved with Tropical Smoothie Cafe, I went, you know what? This is their heart. And now I can't imagine it not being the Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It rolls off the tongue real nice.
It rolls off the tongue. It's just, that's its name. That's what it is. That's what you call it. It's like, you know, it's like when you first get a pet, you go, ah, dog. You know what, ah, dog. But then after a while, then the dog gets a name.
Yeah.
And it's your family member. Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes is our family member.
We have a continuing education of our newest producer, Maddie, back in the studio. And that was the one thing that I was like telling her about Toy Drive. I'm like, well, you have to see the Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes. And it just rolls off the tongue, like we said. And I was like, well, that just feels natural. Yeah. I can't imagine it any other way.
So much
Thank
love.
Thank you. Hey, no, we love being part of the family. We may be part of the dysfunctional side of the family, but love being here.
That's always our favorite part of the family, though. That's what I'm saying. So, hey, listen, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I love you, brother, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, brother. Happy holidays.
Thank you, man. Awesome. Our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Yes, but we hear it in our monitors, so if you could hold off on that just for a second. It's Toy Drive. It's day number one. It is our, you know what? I think Greg said it best. It's our dysfunctional family down here for 12 days, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Day number 241, up on a scaffold, and the 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, West Sahara, just west of Jones. And, you know, I know you say, well, it's 12 days. It'll go by quick. So start making your plans. One toy, one bike, $1 in cash and gift cards.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So this is easily the most chaotic day number one of Toy Drive we've ever had.
I agree with that.
And it's only going to get better. And I love this whole dysfunctional family thing has taken off. I'm trying to find the message a minute ago. They said, speaking of the dysfunctional family, you're definitely that cool uncle that everybody likes. Uncle Chet sounds just right. How many people call me Uncle Chet? How many kids am I Uncle Chet to?
Oh,
a
my
million.
God, dozens.
And the same person, though, earlier it said, I know you're busy with Toy Drive. I'm planning to bring a bike or two next week. Oh, hang on a second. I just liked it because I don't want to do that. I want to read this.
You're trying to do the whole thing off of your watch there?
I don't know.
I'm weirdly impressed by that, though. I don't know, because I can never read anything on my digital face. It could be that I put the font setting to, like, 96, though. So it's, like, reading and, like, scrolling.
So you get half a word?
It's, like, one, like, letter at a time. It's like, oh, okay.
But the short version of it was they weren't sure what to do. They said they didn't know what to do for Toy Drive. West Sahara, just west of Jones, there's a giant 30-foot scaffold. And an even bigger NV Energy building.
Yep.
You cannot miss it. If you want to put 6226 West Sahara into your GPS, you find us there. But it's not hard to find. Now, we forgot. We started this last year. 2021 Toy Drive, right? Is that what we text to? 2021 Toy Drive to 76278.
Yep.
2021 Toy Drive. 76278, you can donate there.
Yes.
So for everybody that said, we should do that, well, we're doing it. So we got that. You can also go to, there's a link to the Help of Southern Nevada website. You can donate there. But we would rather you came here because we want you to experience the Sea of Bikes. And we want you to see coming in, and I've wanted to do something like this forever. And my buddies at Tri Point Homes have come through. Yes, make some noise, Tri Point Homes. Tri Point Homes has... Okay, wait. Who's the spokesperson? Who's going to talk? Who's
it going
to be?
Tracy's going to start it out.
Tracy's going to start it out. Tracy, yeah. Tell everybody about this thing that you have built at the entrance to Toy Drive.
I know. Well, Chet, so many of us at Tri Point Homes have been coming down to Toy Drive throughout the years individually.
Yeah.
But we are thrilled to be here together as a team in 2021. And so we have our welcome home down here to welcome everyone down to make donations throughout the next 12 days. But our team members are going to be hard at work in our new home galleries asking for that one more bike and one more toy. As we work to give back to our community, that means so much to all of us.
It's so cute.
But.
Oh, wait. Oh, but there's more.
Oh, but there's a but. I want to hand it over to our Las Vegas division president, Mr. Cliff Andrews, because we wanted to be here on day one as well.
Yay!
Hey, Cliff.
Let's hear it for everybody at Tri Point that worked so hard on this. You guys are amazing.
Hey, Cliff.
Thanks so much.
Before you jump into it, because I think you're about to do a big reveal. Are you about to do a big reveal?
Yes.
Okay, before you do that, can I just before you jump in, this was such a rewarding opportunity. Tracy, what was that thing that you had me out to?
We had all of our team members at a customer care alliance survey conference, and Chet was so kind enough to come out and really kind of help educate us.
Well, no, here's the thing. It was you who was kind. And what's really funny, and we get the idea over the 12 days, and we've done it over, you know, this is our 23rd year, and it seems at times like everybody knows about Toy Drive. You think, oh, everybody knows about Toy Drive. You know, like when I go and people go, I think I know you, and I go, well, I do a morning radio show on 98.5 KLU. You say, yeah, that's not it. Oh, well, I do a lot of events like Rebel Games and stuff like that, and you know, and all the sports. Yeah, that's not it. And then I go, well, I'm the guy who lives on the thing and we raise toys. Oh, that's you. But yet, it's such a blessing to be able to go out to groups like yours and to be able to sit down in a room and tell people about Toy Drive and why we do what we do and to watch the looks on people's faces. And I'm not going to point anybody out, but there's some of them big, tough guys who are behind you that there might have been a welling up. I'm not looking at it. In fact, I'm looking away because I don't want to give the idea that I'm pointing anybody out. But it is such a blessing to come to speak to people about Toy Drive and then to watch you guys come in with, I lost count at 12 vehicles, lights flashing, horns blowing, flags in the air, everybody dressed up in Tri-Point neon green and coming as in force. As a group, as a family, to be part of Toy Drive. So, Cliff, I guess that's my way of coming all the way around to say thank you. And for your first time, man, this is amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And we appreciate your great support of Toy Drive and kind of recognizing that. And on behalf of the whole Tri-Point team here, I'm very proud and very happy to present this check for $10,000 from Tri-Point Home.
Get ready to feel the tingle.
And we're not done yet.
Oh, there's more. Hold up now. Yes.
We're also collecting tons of toys and bikes from the whole team, from our vendors, from our home buyers, from our own employees, everybody we know, and we're doing a great job, the whole team is, in raising a huge pile of toys and bikes for the Toy Drive.
So I know we're going to see you again later on before we get done here in the next 12 days.
Yep.
And not for nothing, you will see Tri-Point Homes every day when you come here to Toy Drive. Somebody is
awesome.
Going to be here from Tri-Point, and you've got to see this. What did you call it? The Tri-Point Welcome Home?
It's the Welcome Home, Chad.
It sure is.
But it's a modern one.
It's amazing. And welcome to our sometimes dysfunctional family, but you guys are obviously the good part. You're the ones that we like to show in the family pictures. So, thank you. And welcome to you as well. I think it's the start of a beautiful friendship.
Awesome.
We're excited to be here.
Love it. Tri-Point Homes, $10,000! Knoxville Injury Law, 702 Injured Bike Board at 123 bikes. And oh my goodness, look at that number on day number one. Nevada State Bank Cash and Gift Card Board at $17,800. And we're just getting started. day number one of Toy Drive. West Sahara, just west of Jones. We're on top of the 30-foot scaffold. It's happening. Coca-Cola truck number one filling up quickly as we speak as well. Toy Drive is on. It's happening. We're going.
The Shep Buchanan Show.
I can literally say this is like probably the first time in my life that I've seen Farhan Naqvi in person twice in 1 week.
Oh, but lucky
he's here.
Us.
But he's here. Oh, are they doing photo shoot? Are
yeah.
We, do we have, are we, well, you know, nothing. In 2021, nothing takes precedence over photo shoot. Have you noticed
if you
that?
You didn't document it on Instagram. It did not
yeah.
actually happen from what I'm told. So.
No, and God love you. If you've come with a photographer, that takes precedence.
Exactly.
All of that. They're taking video and everything. Forget about being on the radio. That has nothing to do with nothing.
Nope.
Your social media presence and your photo shoot, that is the priority. And that is, no. And everything else.
Why do you think
wait?
I make you take a photo with me everywhere we go? I go, no, we need to get a photo. This needs to happen. Like, we
yeah,
need to document it.
And you know what my answer always is to you is that nobody needs to see this. nobody cares about about any of this. All right, well, cool. Well, holy, did they come with both those U-Hauls?
Those are both our U-Hauls, yes. Well, at least Farhan was waving at people in the cab, and I'm like, well, he's a very friendly man. That could be the situation. So.
Holy cow. Where, wow. So here's where we are on day number one of the 98.5 KLUC 23rd annual Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Naqvi injury loss, 702 injured bike board at 123. That's about to jump. And I see a wrapped, you know, I've done this a few times. And I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but, you know, I've done a few of these toy drives.
Just a few.
That would appear to be a check.
Yep,
I'm just
that's a big,
say,
massive
could,
thing there.
It could just be a, hey, good luck. You know, it could just be a sign, you know, like you see at a baseball game or whatever. Hey, good luck, buddy. Love you. Merry Christmas. Could be that. I doubt it.
No, knowing Farhan, no.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Kayla. Knowing the people involved.
Exactly.
Knowing the situation that we're in. Being aware of our surroundings. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, so I think that that Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board, which is at 17,800, there may be something going on with that. And, yeah, I've stalled about as long as I can stall for this right now. I feel like now I'm just wasting time a little bit. Coca-Cola truck number one, we didn't get a real good read on it yet, but it started. You know, we're getting. Is there a dent, Kayla? Would you call it the first dent of Toy Drive?
We're about just shy of a quarter full of the
Stop
first
it.
One. Yeah. There's a bunch of toys back in there.
Okay.
And not for nothing, bikes and boxes.
Is that the double math major from Florida State University talking, or is that the four painkillers from the undiagnosed dislocated shoulder talking? which one's making that assessment?
I don't know anymore. They're all just running together. That's the sad thing.
Oh, sure.
A moment that it's like, oh, I feel really great. And the next moment I'm like, oh, now I know why.
How many fingers am I holding up right now?
Seven.
Awesome. I'm holding up three. But that's good. Okay, cool. And then there's going to be other people that are going to come and try and talk to us while we're on the air right now, which is also great. But you know what? Everything can hold. We're good. We'll talk to our friend Farhan Naqvi and everybody from Naqvi Injury Law coming up in moments as truly the most chaotic and crazy and weird and, you know, the swings of emotions and everything on day number one of Toy Drive ever, which only lets me know one thing, Kayla.
What's that?
We're back to normal.
Yep.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So I have to tell you right now, I'm up on top of the scaffold already. We came up right about 7 o'clock this morning on day number one of the 23rd annual 98.5. It's just funny to say it.
Yeah.
Day number one. Here we are again of the 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Kayla's out in the parking lot with two giant, what are those, the 17-footers?
Yeah.
The 17-footers, Farhan? 17-footers. The 20-footers? They don't make 20-footers, Ellie. They don't make 20-footers. What are you talking about? I'm just kidding. I don't know. But they're big.
They're big
U-Hauls. Big U-Hauls. So Kayla's out there with them. Down below me, it's the best looking part of Toy Drive, I'm pretty sure. When Farhan Naqvi and Naqvi Injury Law shows up, I'm telling you what. I heard the greatest thing. Kayla, I don't know if you heard it in your headphones a moment ago.
What's that?
But while the song was playing, And this will tell you everything you need to know about Farhan Naqvi and Naqvi Injury Law. And I'm not even looking at him right now. I'm looking at Kayla, who's out in the parking lot. A minute ago, Farhan turns around and he says, "Hey, I don't know if we're going to get a chance after this is over, but I want you all to know that I'm very grateful and I'm very thankful for all of you coming out here this morning. There's a lot of new people in our offense that haven't experienced this before." And he goes, it's a little cold, you know, down there. It's early. It's earlier than, you know. And it's not as cold as it's been in other years.
True.
Which is great. But he just said, "I want you to know how much I appreciate this and how meaningful it is, not just to me, but to your whole community. And I love you guys." And I just went, "I want to work for Naqvi Injury Law." Oh my God. And I will tell you this, and this is the second time we've seen each other in person this week. And I know Farhan and I have been friends for, geez, how many years now? I mean, again, when you first started, you jumped in with Toy Drive. When you first opened your office, that's been the Naqvi Injury Law 702 Injured Bike Board for as long as I can remember. So I would say we've been here at NV Energy 15 years. I would bet it's been 15 years that you've been part of this. And the reason why I bring that up, same guy. Same guy since day freaking one.
It's the greatest thing about it.
Vegas guy, lives here, loves this community. Kids born here, kids go to school here. Staff all works here. I mean, you know, you call, hey, you know why you're not going to see some of the other, you know, the other people that advertise? Because they're in Florida.
Yep.
Because they're in Chicago. Because they're in L.A. They're not in Las Vegas. So welcome to your Toy Drive for Han Naqvi and Naqvi Injury Law. Hello, everybody.
Good morning, Chad.
Follow that.
Thank you so much, man. Congratulations on your first Toy Drive.
Yeah, right.
First day one of Toy Drive.
Excuse it always me. Feels like the first, over and over.
It really does.
And this year, it kind of is, because it's just got a different feel to it, because like you guys are back. You know, we're not doing a Zoom call this year. You guys are back, and you brought the family with you again. You know, it's so it does kind of feel like the first one all over again.
Absolutely, we are back. And when I saw you the other day for lunch, I could tell. I asked you, man, I'm like, "How are you feeling?" And I saw a different drive in you, a different energy. What you didn't know when you were sitting in our courtroom conference room, the blinds were down for a reason. And it's because when I stood before you in 2013, we had a bunch of bike helmets.
Yeah.
And that courtroom was filled with boxes and boxes and boxes of helmets. Because, you know, we want to raise and get as many bikes as possible for the kids of Southern Nevada. But helmets are also important. Helmets
sure
save
are.
Lives. They've saved a lot of our clients' lives. And that's been important to me over the years. So the blinds were down because we had a lot of helmets to bring today. But when I saw that look on your face, you're like, "We're going to shatter every record this year. We're going to collect more toys than we ever have. People need it more than ever." So I'm here with the Naqvi crew, and we brought two U-Haul trucks with 2,000 bike helmets.
Oh,
and because of the look on your face, a check for $20,000 to kick off day one of Toy Drive.
You're incredible. That's amazing. You know what's really funny? And we had that moment where we kind of had a little bit of a stare down, this year, because it was the question everybody asked. And I said, and Farhan, it's the same joke I tell to everybody. Farhan goes, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Do I have a choice?" And you know, we laughed. And then he said, "No, but really, are you ready?" And I said, "Yeah, let's go to work, because this is what we do." You know what I mean? We go to work. And you're the same way. I mean this. I've never met anybody, and I know a lot of people from a lot of different, I said this in a commercial, so you know I'm not lying about it. I've known a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life, and you're a different guy, man. You're one of a select few that I see that just wants to be the best at everything they do. You and that's why we're brothers, because I feel that. You know what I mean? And I love that about you, and I love that about your crew. You care about everything. You care about everybody, and I appreciate that in you. And by the way, I wasn't expecting $20,000 today.
No,
not $20,000, and not 2,000 bike helmets. Are you kidding me?
That's
amazing. Give yourselves a big round of applause.
Thank you so much, Chet, for letting us be a part of this, and it means a lot to us. It's a tradition. It's what we get amped up about the whole year. This is the thing our firm gets the most excited about. This is our community. This is our time. Let's kick this thing off with a bang and raise the most toys, money, gift cards, everything to make it the best toy drive ever.
Letting you, I'll tell you what, if you're not a part of it, I'm hunting you down. I know where to find you. Are you kidding me, brother?
I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you back. And your whole family, and the reigning Mrs. Nevada, who's here with us today as well. That's all I'm going to say about that, because you never know what happens with a judges panel when you get to nationals. But I don't want to say screw job, but whatever. Well, I'm not going to say that because, you know. But no, but thank you. And honestly, you guys do it right. You really do. You do, and it doesn't just happen. You work at it, and the results show. So thank you for everything that you do for this community, you and your entire staff, your entire family, because this is a family at Knock the Injury Law, and I'm happy to kind of be able to kind of breathe in your air every once in a while as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you guys. Hey, how about a Merry Christmas on three? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
Awesome. $20,000 and 2,000 bike helmets from Knock the Injury Law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Tropical smoothie, sea of bikes, my goodness.
It's growing, man.
We've now started into the fourth row because they're doing a very good job of separating bikes, putting bikes that are alike together.
Yeah.
You weren't kidding, Kayla. Coca-Cola truck number one, quarter of the way full.
It is a quarter of the way full right now. Super excited about that. You're talking about the bikes and how they categorize them here. You know, this is the 23rd annual, so I like that we have had a couple of these, you know, Venetian volunteers especially over the last couple of years have really stepped up, and they come down here every single day. There's at least one Venetian volunteer every single day, and you see them. They take pride in putting that Tropical Smoothie Sea of Bikes in order, and they're like, no, this is for this age group, this is for this age group, because then they can kind of see what we need when you do those emergency updates.
They deserve their love too, and I've lacked this morning. 23rd annual Chet Buchanan Show toy drive brought to you by, presented by the Venetian Resort. Really important to make sure that, because I mean honestly, we can't do it without them, can't do it without you. It's just like everybody does their part.
Yeah.
And we can't, and if one place slips, somebody else has got to pick it up.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, and it's just so important. Just the support from the Venetian Resort over the years has just been fantastic. I mean, and look, I mean, Knock the Injury Law just stepping up huge.
Amazing.
With two, and oh, you know what? I'm going to call that Coca-Cola truck number one. I don't know if we'll close it, but with those bike helmets.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's stacked to the top with bike helmets. Two big U-Hauls.
We may need a ruling because I'm sure they don't want to transfer them from those trucks. They probably just want to take those straight to help Southern Nevada. I don't know if we want to get a ruling on that. And we don't need to do it right this second. We've got 12 days.
Lots of rulings will be happening.
Figure it out at some point. The mayor is coming by a little bit later on this morning. Updated totals right now, as we promised you, the Knock the Injury Law 702 Injured Bike Board, 123 bikes. Oof. And the Nevada State Bank Cash and Gift Card Board, $37,800 on day number one. But there is a lot to do as we are just getting started at West Sahara, just west of Jones. Day number one of Toy Drive.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Day number one of Toy Drive. Can you believe it? It's here.
A lot has happened this morning already, and I'm like so excited.
23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive presented by the Venetian Resort. And thank you to our friends at Raising Cane's. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Raising Cane's. Stop by Cane's this holiday season. Enjoy hand batter, cooked to order, chicken fingers with all the Peanuts gang. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. 123 bikes already this morning, in no small part to our friends at Helix Electric, who came in with the first toys on the truck, the first bikes on the ground. Victor and all the guys at Helix Electric got up early. We're down here right away this morning. The Nevada State Bank Cash and Gift Card Board jumps up to $37,800. Thank you again to Helix Electric. Thank you to Farhan Naqvi and Naqvi Injury Law. Thank you to Tropical Smoothie Cafe with $6,000 in gift cards.
TriPoint Homes. Oh my.
TriPoint Homes with their $10,000.
Amazing.
This morning, and welcome to their first toy drive.
Yeah, right.
With TriPoint, and you'll see them when you come in. They're waiting for you. They're it's the official welcome home when they come in, which I thought was nice. We had so last year, this is how this all came about. Last year, during pandemic, when it was drive-through Troy Drive, there were people there to just as you drove in to go, hey, just a reminder, here's how it's going to work.
Yeah,
you're going to just follow along, and you're going to come through. Stay in your car. You pop your trunk. We'll take care of it from there. And for the most part, it worked pretty well.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, this is actually kind of cool. What I would, in my vision one day for Toy Drive, I would like to have a string of those type of, in the industry they call them activations.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to have a string of things for you to see, people for you to notice as you go by, which would be, you know, just to make it even more festive.
It would make it so festive. I love that.
I think it'd be really cool. Do not forget also, the Giving Tree Grove is live. How many trees do we have down there? Eight? Did we have eight? Nine? Jansen, how many trees did we end up having? Do you remember? Do you remember we had
11.
Did we end up with 11? Because I know it was growing as we went along. Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
Hi. Katrina is the big boss now, not just of Las Vegas, but of Denver. She's the boss of them, and she's the boss of Phoenix, too. She's the boss of everybody in three cities.
She's my boss.
Yeah. She's the boss of all of us. You know what? And we like it.
That's the reason we go to her with questions like, how many trees do we end up having? And she says we have 11 in the Giving Tree Grove.
Yeah, we ended up with 11 in the Giving Tree Grove, but I hear that five of them are already gone, and I haven't even had a chance to go look.
That is correct. So five are gone, but just a little, you know, a little bird told me that we do have more coming to fill in the grove.
Here's the dirty secret of this, too. And it's not so dirty anymore because the pattern has been obvious for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Our buddy Amanda over at Live Nation freaking loves Toy Drive.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a crazy person in the best possible of ways. And she would love it that I called her that because she's the best. And she was the one responsible for getting Nick Carter out here a couple of years ago for the Santa Kissing Booth. She sends over stuff for trees in the Giving Tree Grove, and she just absolutely loves that those trees disappear within the first 5 minutes. She loves that. So don't be shocked to find another Live Nation tree. And she's also plotting and scheming another, there's stuff.
Like, they always come in and they bring in a couple of trees, and then she's done that over the last couple of years, brought in some last minute trees, and then they're gone instantly. It's like, you got to get on that website. I would go look. They're so good.
Again, though, and I know you're not picking up what I'm putting down, but you should pick up what I'm putting down. I don't even want to speculate. I don't even want to, you know, lean in any direction. I'm just saying she's a plotter and a schemer.
Yeah.
And when she plots and schemes, stuff gets done. Our buddy Amanda at Live Nation. So I'm just saying. There's cool stuff on the horizon. And we are just getting started of the 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive presented by the Venetian Resort. It's day number one. And in the sunshine on West Sahara.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, this is a big moment. And here's what's fun. We're live on Fox 5 right now. So this is a big moment. You want to do this?
Let's do it.
No, we do it all the time.
All right, let's do it.
So here's what we're about to do. And if you want to go look over the edge right over there, on day number, hang on a second, because I got to hit some stuff for the radio too, so come with me. So on day number one at 9:16 in the morning, day number one of the 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive presented by the Venetian Resort. It's all the official verbiage, you know what I'm saying. our buddy Farhan Naqvi and everybody from Naqvi Injury Law, you see them on Fox 5 right now, and you hear them on the radio. You hear them on the radio on 98.5 KLUC. Farhan, reach up there, grab that strap. Coca-Cola truck number one, shut it down! It is closed! And it's, you know, we always try to say thank you as much as we can to so many people. And that's the biggest honor that we can bestow on anybody at Toy Drive is to close a truck. My goal now for you in Kirka. So in Kirka, we're doing a simulcast right now on Fox 5 and on 98.5 KLUC. So my goal for you when you come back on day 12, okay, I want you to close a truck.
Okay.
Because it's the coolest thing. And honestly, have you ever skydived before?
No, but it's on my list.
There's nothing weirder than when you step out of a perfectly good airplane and you feel it in your legs, you know, when you jump. It's a similar feeling, although less risky, when you pull that strap and you feel that door close. It's physical, it's visceral, you feel it, and it's meaningful. And I can't wait.
I can't wait either. And the fact that you said that it's less risky,
she's talking on TV, so I'm going to hit this button right now.
Please.
Truck number one is closed! Truck number one is closed! It's so much fun. We're rolling on day one of Toy Drive. Let's go.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
It feels like we've settled in.
Yes.
Doesn't it? Feels like we've settled in. I feel like I need sunscreen already.
Oh, like, my God, that's funny.
I'm like, great, I'm going to get sunburned before 10 a.m.
Yeah, you haven't put me on yet. I'm like a little worried for you.
I'm working on it. It's been hectic.
I know.
It's been busy. Everybody, even down here's how I can tell. Because up here, you're in the firing line of, if it's, you know what I mean? If it's warm, it's going to be warmer because the sun, you know, is kind of just hitting you.
Yeah.
You're kind of out in the open and all that. If it's cold, it's going to be colder for you guys down there. Like the wind will hit me up here, but down there you're in the shade and everything.
The concrete's cold too, so you literally feel it on the ground, which is, I mean, like it feels like Christmas more. At least my feet feel
right.
Like it's Christmas.
My point to this, though, is that when it, I can always tell when it's starting to legit get warm, because you see people down below just shedding layers like they can't get them off fast enough. They're shedding layers like their clothes are on fire.
Waiting for you to take that hoodie off right now. I wasn't sure when that was going to happen. So
that's kind of an interesting thing to say if you take that out of context.
A little bit of regret there behind that statement.
I was like, slow down, 4 painkillers. Take it easy. By the way, how's your shoulder?
It hurts so bad. Farhan, oh my God, God bless him, was like, oh, what's wrong? And I go, oh, I hurt my shoulder at my bachelorette party. He goes, do I need to contact someone?
I was going to say, does he need to? I didn't want to say it. He's not that guy.
No. It was the sweetest gesture. He goes, do I need to make a phone call? I'm like, oh my gosh, you're the sweetest man and the best lawyer ever. Farhan.
I had the greatest conversation with him. Mm-hmm. So the other thing, too, with Farhan Naqvi and Naqvi Injury Law, so they're like the lawyer that everybody else calls when they go, this case is too big for us, send it to Farhan.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, if the case maybe isn't, you know, the one that he needs to do, then he will in turn send cases back to the other folks to go, you know what, this is an easy one, you take that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and he was like, I, and this was the point that I wished I'd have made while he was here too. They do everything like they came in uniform.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're a law firm. They don't wear uniforms, but they all came. Same t-shirt, same sweatshirt. Same, you know, everything, right? Black pants. You know what I mean? We all look alike. We're here as a team. We are here as a family. And the reason why they do that, and he was talking about this, is that we want to do everything right. We want to give you the best possible service. And I love that.
It's the greatest thing.
I love that. That's why you'll never see me on Fox 5 over these next 12 days. In fact, you come to Toy Drive, you will never see me in anything other than KLUC gear. Because I'm wearing the jersey. You know what I mean?
Reppin', yes.
This is us. This is our team. This is our squad. Mm-hmm. Our Las Vegas squad. This is piped in from some other city. It's not, you know, it's not a syndicated whatever. This is a Las Vegas show doing Las Vegas things for Las Vegas people with Las Vegas people.
Exactly.
Thank you. That's my TED Talk. Thank you very much, everybody. And we'll see you. I don't know what got me on that rant. I was asking about your shoulder a minute ago. I don't know what's
taking the painkillers? What's happening? No,
do you have any extra? Oh, wait. No, it's Toy Drive. Kids are listening. No, we are commercial free. The mayor should be here any moment. To bless, it's not Toy Drive. So honestly, this is just like the pre-show right now. We haven't even started. Does it sound like we're at Yankee Stadium?
It does sound like that a little bit. It's like echoing
with
across
the, speakers,
the parking lot. It's
now batting, number two, Derek Jeter. That's how the old guy did it back in the day. It's not really a Toy Drive till the mayor gets here. So it's really just been the pre-show up to this point. All of this hasn't fully counted. Oh, I mean, you know, on the NACFI injury law, 702 injured bike board, the 123 bikes, they didn't really count yet. On the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board, oh, look at that, $37,825.
Solid.
As we continue to roll. Coca-Cola truck number one, closed.
Closed.
Coca, is that accurate on Coca-Cola truck two?
That is accurate.
Wow. Coca-Cola truck two is a third of the way closed.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to the O in Coca. For those of you who are envisioning it at home or in your car or wherever you may be. So we're rolling pretty well. But it ain't official yet till the mayor gets here.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Okay, now it can be official, maybe. I mean, up until this point, we've got one and a third trucks already full, not official. We've got 123 bikes on the NACFI injury law, 702 injured bike board, not official. We've got $37,825 on the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board, not official. None of it's been official. It's all just been practice. It's all just been pre-show. It's all just been, you know, it's all just been getting ready to get ready, if you know what I'm saying.
Amen.
I mean, honestly, the 23rd annual 98.5 KLUC Chap Buchanan Show Toy Drive presented by the Venetian Resort has not been official until this very moment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Honorable Mayor of the great city of Las Vegas, the even greater Carolyn Goodman. Hello.
Okay. Hi there. And happy birthday, Amy Buchanan.
She loves my wife as much as I know that she loves me because I love her. She loves my wife even more.
Your wife is the rock.
Yes. Yeah. You are just so phenomenal. And how about the weather we've created for you?
It's very lovely, and I appreciate too that on the back end of Toy Drive that I'm going to have upper 50s and cloudy, which is my true favorite. So I appreciate you working both ends of the spectrum for me. I didn't realize your powers extended that far, but they do.
All
apparently.
I can tell you is we're so great. We are so grateful to you every year. And Goodmans have been mayors now 22 years together. And so we've made all but one of your toy drives.
Well,
right?
and like I said, it's not official until you get here. It's not official. None of it counts until you make it here. I have to ask you a personal question. Can I ask you something for real? Just between you and
yes.
I.
Yes.
I received...
And the world that's listening.
I received a missed call from you about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so. Was that a butt dial or what did I... Because I felt bad because here's the dumbest thing you don't want to have happen. So I got a missed call from you and it was from your number. Okay.
No, it was real.
Okay, well, I apologize. Because the worst thing that could possibly happen is if I called you back and went, did you just call me? And then you go, no, why are you bothering me? And then I would
never.
Say,
is that why you didn't call her back? Is that
never.
I was conflicted. I didn't know. I didn't want to be disrespectful and not call back.
Absolutely.
Of course.
No.
But
totally
I also.
Totally real. Never want to bother you because you're so generous with your time and everything that you do apropos today and the next 11 days.
You realize you're the mayor,
but I
right?
think I had somebody that I needed you to meet to give an extra boost to their being here. Now you can wonder, was that the Oakland A's? Was that some artist? I mean, I just would never tell you. But since you didn't call me back, I fired you.
Yeah. Okay, so next time I should call.
Always, always.
Here's the thing, too. I really did just want to call and just say hello. But then I also thought, am I overstepping our friendship?
No,
and I really, no, I'm not. I don't know why I'm overthinking this.
No, it's just, you know, you needed to be out and about and see the wonderful people that you serve all the time. Your spirit is so generous. And what you do, you know what amazes me is the adults that I have met in the past 3 years who've been recipients of some of these gifts that you've collected.
Yep.
And especially the bikes.
Yeah.
Because that gives them an independence and a freedom. And whatever their problems have been, whether they've been in the burn unit at UMC, or they've been in an accident, or their folks just can't afford gifts, I can't tell you. But when they come up, and I always think they're phony,
yep,
because they're adults, and I always think a little people,
nope,
with the toy drive. But you've been doing this so long. These are people that have stayed here and now are solid people giving back,
sure,
to our community.
They're back on their feet.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
No, you have made this happen.
Well, thank you for that. But honestly, I'm just that guy who stands out in front of the apartment complex and goes, 3 months free rent. Rent here. You know, I'm the guy with the sign. We're, you know, we've always said we're the tip of the spear. And you know, and there's a lot of, it's a big spear.
Yeah.
And we're just the tip. And what's fun when you talk about that is, yeah, now we've got families that years ago needed help from one reason or another. But we also have the people that benefited last year that just needed a boost, and those parents just needed to be lifted over the hump, and they come back and they bring a bike just like that one that you brought, and they hold it over their head like they just won the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup, and they hold it over their head and they're like, I'm here, we made it. And they go, last year we needed help, this year we're paying it back. And that's the greatest reward. It's the greatest reward.
Well, what are some of the goals this year? Because I know I'm amazed every year when I hear you always say we're expecting to fill these many trucks or hopefully be donated this many bikes. What are some of the goals this year,
Jen? We always, you know what, in the spirit of the great Jerry Lewis, we just go, we say one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. And that's all we're looking for. And so the numbers last year with the pandemic, we set a record with trucks. So that would be 42 trucks. We still set a record during a pandemic because it was drive-through. So people were like, oh, I can bring toys. So we filled up a bunch of trucks. The bike number was a little bit off, but it was still 6,500 bikes. It was 6,533 last year.
6,500 kids are getting bikes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not anything. That's amazing.
And then 516,000 and change. I've actually got the numbers right here. It was 42 trucks, 6,533 bikes. I think I had that number right. And then $516,170. So, you know what? If we could go back to 2019 when we were over $600,000 and we were over 8,000 bikes, supply chain issues, I think, are going to keep that bike number a little down.
And guess what?
But there's no reason why we can't hit the other ones. And one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. That's the goal.
Well, I know in my office, I asked Steph Arochi for my office. I said, you go out and buy for Chet and these wonderful kids that we're going to be helping. So when she did it, I mean, look what she did.
It's beautiful.
She did this in an hour and a half.
Yeah, and that's fun.
And I can't believe she's came back and she said, I covered all age groups.
Yep,
sure did. And I had such a good time. And I said, no wonder. But I had no idea she found this little rock bike, the 20 IT it's called, and it a rocket.
Oh yeah, a rocket.
Yeah,
I got it. It's hiding behind some other stuff. Oh no, that Huffy bike. That's a that's nice. It's a blue bike.
Yes,
and it's cool. It's
and
got knobby tires.
And then we have soccer balls and everything else.
Do
I don't
love,
know.
It's beautiful.
I love that you guys covered the all ages thing because we get this every year. What can I bring? What can I bring?
Sure.
And it's think about a specific time of your life when you were a kid and what you wanted.
Well, and today things have changed, but I see we have a skateboard. We have some little tot things, too.
That's amazing.
And then we have, it's called, apparently, this is a big game among a certain age group called...
Looks like slam ball to me.
Fidget Fun.
Oh, okay.
That is.
Yeah, I see that.
It looks like it'd be good enough to eat like candies.
But they do. They look like rainbow waffles.
That's funny.
Look like from up
right.
here.
That's what they are.
Looks like rainbow waffles. That's amazing. Well, at this point, yes, we do need everything. And we've got 97 charities that are so far. On day one, we're already in for 97 charities, yep. So we got a lot of work to do. And, of course, everybody that helps us, Southern Nevada helps, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,500 families and somewhere between 12 and 15,000 kids. So, I mean, we got a lot of work to do, and it's official now that you're here.
Well, I'm so honored by that. I had no idea, but I'm glad I'm here, and I'm so proud of the weather we've created. It's going to hold, they promised me, the whole time you're up there.
NFR's happy about it, too. No doubt about it. NFR's happy about it, too. That's great.
But I want to know, who's taking our Amy out for birthday dinner, or is she doing a little barbecue right there?
She better be sitting at home by herself. Yeah. You mean
which one
of her boyfriends are taking? Is that what you're asking? No, I actually have friends
Amy,
in from...
Amy, don't worry. I won't give you up.
We went out last night to a lovely dinner. We have friends in town that are actually going to take her out, and they wanted to be here. They've been here for day 12 of Toy Drive before. They're here for day one this year. So it's
a lot of better.
Fun.
So the kickoff is always wonderful, but they need to come back for day 12 too.
Yep.
I hate to say it, but we're up against a hard out, and we got to run. But much love to you and to Oscar and
Thank
to Jace
you.
And Steph and everybody in your office and the entire city of Las Vegas. And we love you.
We're grateful to you.
Happy
God
Hanukkah.
God bless you. Stay
Happy
well.
Hanukkah.
Stay
Christmas.
Healthy.
I love you so much.
Thank you very much.
I love being able to say to the mayor, I love you, and have the mayor say I love you back. And it's the greatest in front of
You're
everybody.
The best. Thank you.
Yep. We love you.
The Shep Buchanan Show.
Hey, Lefty's here. Lefty who hangs out with Murray the Magician. Where are you guys at these days?
We're at the Tropicana 4 days a week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 4 p.m. And I'm also co-producing and hosting Late Night Magic at Alexis Park Friday and Saturdays at 11 p.m.
I love that.
Nice.
I love all of that. It's one of my favorite
Way past your bedtime.
Oh, yeah, not on the weekends. Not on the weekends. But, no, Lefty's one of my favorite dudes in town. I've never seen him not be in an amazing mood. I always feel he's one of those guys that when he leaves, you go, God, I love that guy. You see, always makes me happy. Always. And I mean, I'm talking about, we've done like charity stuff, scooping ice cream, which sounds fun for the first 15 minutes. And then after that, you're like, no, and they're whipping you. They're like, we got 100 people in line. You guys need to step it up and stop with the jokes. And everything is like, whoa, hold up.
I thought
it was for the kids. Yeah. Where's the actual professional ice cream scoopers? Because that's not us.
Put me on sprinkles. I think I can handle sprinkles.
Put me on sprinkles.
I had to stop by this year because last year I missed it. As I'm sure you know, the entertainment community was hit really hard during COVID. It's difficult when the government says your job is non-essential.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, I'd like to thank the nurses, doctors, police, and fire that do essential jobs in the military. But slowly this year, entertainment has come back. So I wanted to come back and give you the trifecta. I brought a gift card, a toy, and because it was hard to find a bike, I brought a scooter. So I went trifecta for you there, Chet.
My brother, I don't know if it's official, but it's the first one that's come up and claimed it. The Toy Drive Trifecta! You know what? And as a return gift for you, as a man who professionally does comedy, makes people laugh for a living, prepare yourself, Lefty. Kayla's got a joke.
Yeah,
we can take this one. We do this.
Can we call her the Queen of Laughs? Is it official? Can we call her the Queen of Laughs?
I got to be honest. I can't.
I'm digging that.
I don't want to say she's getting an attitude about the jokes.
Can we say diva of laughs?
I like the queen of laughs. The diva makes me sound like I got something.
Here she is, the queen of. I'm just saying, I encourage her. I just don't want to encourage her too much. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Did you ever see what's that movie? Good Morning Vietnam. Just when Lieutenant Steve took over for Robin Williams, go back and watch it. It'll be on TBS this weekend. So go back and watch it. And he fills in, and he's doing wacky comedy, and everybody's going, bro, you're not funny. They didn't say bro because it was the 60s. But they were like, you are not funny. I'm telling you, this isn't good. And then he goes, I know in my heart that I'm funny. This, I don't want to say this is that situation. I don't want to say it's not either.
Like, I'm able to laugh at my own jokes, so I feel like
sometimes comedy's not for everyone.
You know what, though?
Older, that's what it
is. Okay, no, you'll love, honestly, I love this because she loves it so much, and it makes us, okay, so Kayla, go.
Kayla's
okay.
Philosophy is, if I can just make one person laugh.
Even if that's me.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, how much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
Ready, how much did Santa pay? See, and I figure we kind of do this. This is kind of our passion, right, Lefty? And I think, how do I not know this? I don't know, Kayla. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
Nothing. It was on the house.
Oh, on the house. Okay. All right, we got to go. Julia's waiting to get on the radio. Lefty, thank you so much, brother. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Go see him at the Tropicana with Murray. Go see him at Alexis Park with his late night magic. Sounds
dirty.
Thank
you, sir.
Sounds inappropriate, which I love about that.
But the best
sounds
ways.
Like there's probably inappropriate magic, which I really love. Updates coming every hour at about 20 before the hour, so 10:40, 11:40. You get that. We'll be on TV every live show on Fox 5. Day number one of Toy Drive. Thank you to everybody who has been a part of it this morning, and we're just getting started. So we'll see you here, West Sahara, just west of Jones. Top of the big 30-foot scaffold, Chet Buchanan live. Thank you, Kayla. Love you.
Love
Thank you, Maddie, back at the studio. Love you. Please don't cry anymore. and we'll see you here at Toy Drive.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the week.
Your home of the 23rd annual Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, presented by the Venetian Resort. Happening now in the parking lot of NV Energy on West Sahara. 98.5 KLUC and Odyssey Station.